Are you looking for joy, peace, and a life filled with fulfillment and purpose? Are you wanting to stay aligned in your vortex no matter what's going on around you? Are you ready to live the life that you were meant to live, an extraordinary life?
Welcome to Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. I am Mary Roseman, joined by my co-hosts, Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women living extraordinary lives. Through our personal quests and years of deep exploration into the realms of metaphysics, we have seen our lives transformed and turned to extraordinary experiences. And we have joyfully embraced the calling to share all these amazing teachings and tools with you, that you may also experience the magic and wonder of a completely different way of being in the world.
Our purpose is to present to you the different paths we have explored throughout all these years. We will have discussions on the different modalities, the different practices, the different teachers, and we will also share how we have applied these specific principles and tools in our lives, as well as our personal stories of how we have seen our lives transformed in really amazing ways.
Welcome to Journey into the Vortex. Our episode today will be about prayer. We are going to discuss the different ways, well, first the different concepts that we may have or perspectives on what prayer is, what it is for, maybe share ways that we have prayed in the past, how we believe in prayer today, and
even how people constantly ask, please pray for me. What does that mean? What are people asking for? Please say a prayer for my grandmother. She's, you know, there's so many different ways to pray.
So the reason why I wanted to cover this topic is because, and I want to get feedback from y'all, and you brought it up, Heather, so someone's asking you to pray. What do y'all do when you have a beloved friend who's going through a horrible time and there's a lot of anger in whatever she's going through? And let's just give an example. Maybe she's going to go through a divorce, right? And she was like, pray for me, and pray that son of a bitch pays for everything he's done, right? So,
excuse me. I don't have friends. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Or now you've got a beloved who is very sick. They're dying. And they're, you know, it's this chick's father, and she's come up to me and she's asked, please pray that he recovers miraculously. And do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yes, because I've had that happen, and my mind, I think, I will probably say a prayer of what is in the highest and best for that soul, because sometimes I know we want a certain outcome, but is that...
So I think that if we consider the thought when we want something, that's what we're creating. So we cannot interfere with the free will of that soul. Right? Because if the person is asking for a specific outcome, like you say, but they're creating a different thing, that's because that's what they're really wanting. And they're really wanting it because maybe they haven't healed. Maybe they have guilt, and they're wanting the wrong thing. So maybe the prayer should be like, okay, that you get into your right mind, that you really choose what you really want, or that you heal inside so that you don't feel like you deserve that misery or that disease or that whatever, right?
So my question is, what if your friend is not really into the spirituality part of it? Do you just say, yes, I'll pray for you?
Yeah.
And then you carry on with the prayer the way you want to?
Yeah, I must say that I don't really like, I do that all the time. I say, sure, I'll pray for you, but I don't have to share what exactly my prayer would be. And I don't think it's something bad to do that, because even though I'm not going to pray the way that person asks, I know that I'm going to pray for what that soul really wants, right? So I don't have a problem saying, yes, I'll pray for you, and not sharing that I am not going to pray for exactly what you're asking me to pray, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to say something about the word prayer, because the word prayer, I personally don't like that word. I don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Even though it has a different meaning than to, you know, like ask for, ask a higher power to intervene and change things. To me, that doesn't make any sense to do that. But on the other hand, I don't know why I have such a charge, I must say, with the word prayer. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something I need to work on. I don't know. But to me, it's like, let's say a prayer. Even if you say, let's say a prayer before anything, it's like, oh, here we go with the paradigm of a church.
Mm-hmm. So when we brought this up, I just had a conversation the other day, actually, with my mother. And, you know, full disclosure, once again, I was not raised in a religious background, but very spiritual. No, you know, I pray, or whatever the word would be. So anyway, she was at a luncheon last week, and it was just a social gathering. There was no religion in any way, shape, or form regarding this luncheon. But it was with a large group of women. So one of the ladies, her friend, says to her, should we say a little prayer before we start, have lunch? And my mother says, well, sure, you know, it can't hurt. Of course, why not? You know, and then who should we get to say the prayer? Because my mother's probably not going to say it. But so they asked a lady to say a prayer. Harmless. I mean, if not good, right? One lady came up to my mom later, and she's Catholic, but she said she was offended, and she was concerned that, why are we saying a prayer before, is this what this is turning into? Are we going to start a Bible study? What if somebody's an atheist in here? And it was just like so odd. We're like, I think nobody was overthinking a 20-second prayer. Mm-hmm. I feel like the point of a prayer on something like that was just, let's just start the intention, right? Let's just start.
But you could present it a different way.
Right. So that's what I guess I'm asking you.
I should be okay knowing that to me it means a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to hear the word, let's pray, or let's say a prayer. It's just like, it's like something very personal in the first place. Except if it comes from you, Mary, you're looking at me like I have done that, right? But we pray differently, right? So that doesn't include those circumstances. But in general, or like when you are in a gathering and then somebody suggests that everybody's going to pray their way.
You're right, because one of the things was brought up was people's different beliefs, right? Like different religions. Mm-hmm. in a group that is not, I don't know, it was a little charging, I guess.
And then the Christians will go, they'll bow their heads immediately.
Right.
Nothing wrong. Again, it's just like, I think that that's something very personal. If you are with your group of Christians, do that. If you're with your group of Catholic, do that. But in an eclectic group, I think that we should be, not respectful, but mindful of that some people are trying to open up to a different way to ask and receive. And prayer usually has a big charge.
So what would have been a way, because even when we have met, we'll say, Mary, mm-hmm. can you, we don't say the word prayer, but can you set the intention?
Center.
Right, can right. you center
meditation. Right.
Or, you know, can you make, mm-hmm. you know. What I'm
Mary
saying.
Has been like, great, what do you call that? Green, not green.
She's so wanting to chirp
in. You okay. have a lot you of thoughts about it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we went on different tangents, but that's okay. And so I remember, I can just tell you as a child, I told you my daddy was Southern Baptist. We were at some family reunion at one time, and somebody asked me to lead the prayer. Well, I'm being raised in the Catholic Church, and I knew I was doomed because I only knew the bless us the Lord and these thy gifts, right? And they don't, the Baptists don't pray that way. And so I said my prayer, and he was like, you know what? For the majority of us, I'll just take over. And he did. And it was humiliating for me. I was, what, maybe 10 years old. Another time we're at a Little League baseball game. Now, this is in the 70s, y'all. We're at a baseball game, and one of the priests from the Catholic church I was attending was asked to come lead the prayer, and he ended it with, through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. And somebody out there who was Jewish pointed out, right? So, and I remember when in public school, we would say, God is good, God is great. Let us thank him for our food before we would leave. So that's not our society these days at all. And there's nothing wrong with how it's evolved. The unfortunate thing about it is in our confusion and our conflict, some of us have to be right. Some of us have to have it our way. Or some people just give up and they're just like, you know, there are no answers. Let's just not do it at all. But there is something said about just a moment of silence.
Yes.
And I totally believe in teaching children how to meditate,
yes,
not to their deity per se, but how to concentrate on balancing and energizing and relaxing their own body, slowing their own mind up.
And acknowledging a higher dimension of their own minds, because
yes,
that's important, I think, to learn as well. And that's something that I don't think, well, except the atheist, you can tell, well, that's a different conversation, but.
So do atheists, this is just something, do they pray, even though they probably say they don't pray? Do they call on any higher source?
I think they're atheists.
Are they just,
and they're atheists?
They're just
they're
them.
All different, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Most of them, I think, are rejecting religion. And they're throwing the baby with the bathwater. They're just deciding they're not going to believe in anything they can't see. And so maybe they are also dismissing the existence of a higher power. But like Mary said, any person, any human who starts to meditate, you are going to find the dimension in you, and you mm-hmm. can't deny it. So
yeah.
I also agree that children should be at least given the choice or the opportunity to know that part and to have that tool, because it's going to be something that can mm-hmm. really make the difference in their lives.
So when you think, because for me, for prayer is more of a meditation, I would say, but there are also times when I would consider myself praying, and when I feel a little more desperate in a situation where then I feel like I'm calling in help. For instance, we've talked about Archangel Michael. I'm praying to,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, Catholic Mother Mary, you know, Jesus, God, you know, are they in the way? Are they, can we just, you know, I think I told you the story about my father
right.
when he was having surgery, and the nuns
right.
came in and said, can we
it's a
pray
great
for
story.
You? And he said, oh, I just go direct. He mm-hmm. didn't need to go through a priest or a nun, or, you know, he just said he goes direct. So,
but no, I mean, that's, everybody prays. I ask the Holy Spirit of God, the Ascended Master Jesus. I call upon my angel spirit guides often. And that's prayer. What I mean is, like, the word is, like, associated with this ritual of missioner, and then you want a specific thing, and then you are, I don't know, it's just the whole...
I mean, there's the Lord's Prayer, where it's just the rose.
And it's beautiful.
You know, it's beautiful. It's almost a poem, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's really asks for everything we... that would be a good thing to kind of go through the Lord's Prayer, because it can be mm-hmm. very metaphysical.
Right.
If we really look at it, you know, that way, it's a very powerful prayer, I think. So
interesting. Traditional prayer, but you found
I do believe that the Jesus the Christ, I do believe that there's a lot of what he actually said, this is how you need mm-hmm. to pray. Of course, he was talking to people that are like probably very, very not in the spiritual path, right? Mm-hmm. Very
lost, maybe, or
yeah, or very still in the beginning of awakening. Mm-hmm. So I think that humans now, we have access to a lot more higher vibration than
I feel like this could be. I mean, I myself, again, how we talked about, I would love more direction on more I don't want to say productive or more intentional.
See, I think prayer is a very personal mm-hmm. personal experience, and I can honor the fact when somebody's not comfortable with my presentation of what prayer is, and that's okay. And quite often, I don't really have a lot of people, you know, triggered by me because I'm making sure that it's okay, asking permission. And with that said, if I hear another prayer, say from a Christian, it doesn't turn me off. I'm more very curious because I haven't been in the community in a long time. It intrigues me when I hear the prayer. And I also know that back in my days of Christianity, the old-fashioned type of prayer was somewhat helpful because it was all that I knew at the time. So it's like anything else. You meet the beloved where they're at. Now, the unfortunate thing is we have this going on in our country where we're so easily threatened or so easily insulted, right? And that's where it's a whole new level of discerning. Because if someone is upset about the way I'm praying or about my presentation, I know from the principles that I practice, this isn't about me. There's no need for me to apologize. I can excuse myself from the circumstances or whatever. Carry on.
You know, that's how I feel. Whatever you need. That makes you feel okay. I don't have to.
I'm out of here. And again, I'm telling you, when I hear the prayers, I don't get insulted. So I love this subject because you can see how simple this is and how reverently important this is in our lives, and it's so contentious. It's just really sad how it's turned around.
Well, my thought is, like, anyway, any kind of positive prayer connection is better than a negative, you know, or mm-hmm. so it's.
I think a lot of times, a lot of the reason why prayer has become so contentious is we want the beloved who's praying to be integrous and aligned with what's coming out of their mouths. And sometimes, and then there I am. I'm in the paradigm of judging. And I'm not in the moment of the prayer.
I find myself, like today, I was dealing with something uh-huh. work-related. And I was asking the person involved who was going into complete fear mode and complete stress. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to direct this person into saying, everything's going to be fine. I wanted to say, just pray that but I was finding myself saying,
just know,
just think positively, just understand that there is, everything always does work out the way it's supposed to. That doesn't mean it's the way we think it's going to, but it always does. But I was struggling a little bit with our conversation because
you were trying to meet them where they were at.
I was trying to meet, yes, and I didn't know where they were at. So a very common word that most would be, just pray that everything's, and like you said, that can be triggering, or is that word really, I don't know
if triggering, because it's not like, in my case, for example, I don't get upset. I just reject it, because I reject it because to me it's like, if that person is on the path, they're going to be asking for a specific outcome. And if they say that to me, I don't want you to ask for a specific outcome about me. No thank you. Don't do that, right? Or I can always like just bless the person in my mind and say in divine order, I release, right? Like my mom, for example, she's always telling me that she's begging the Mother Mary and everything for Ian. And I was like, I have said to her before, Mom, please don't beg me for anything, right? But she is always saying that she's begging that this and this and this. And I like, I don't know if she's going to understand if I just tell her, you know, just let things be.
Let things be.
Yeah, just think positive. Because if you beg, this is just the tone of your voice. Can be like you're worried,
desperate,
I don't
fear,
need that worry.
Negative.
Yeah, exactly. Don't project. I'd rather you not pray for me than project all those worries on me. Of course, if we're vibrating higher, right, it's not going to reach us. But I must be honest to say, I don't like to hear that.
That's where I was at with my situation today. I don't pray with a desperation, fear, because you're just putting that energy out there regardless, right?
Yeah.
And I was trying to make her understand, and what I just kept saying was, see the positive outcome. Don't stress. Don't.
Okay.
I think we're so energy sensitive that we know the.
Good point.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do the definition of prayer as I was raised with, and it's a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. And one example would be, it is our prayer that the current progress on human rights will be sustained. Okay, so remember Heather was talking about energy. So I would say to you that my new understanding of prayer is a request of aligning, I'm a delete request, okay? And that's very important. It's an intention on my part to align with the highest divine good, and that I may be open to receiving and accepting the outcome, whatever it is, because I'm trusting in the highest divine order. That's what I would say to you prayer is. And so if you ask me to pray for you, and Marcella pointed this out earlier, I ask for the highest good of the beloved or of the circumstances or situation. Because everybody is in a soul contract here, unbeknownst to all of us, heck. I'm not even really sure what my soul contract is sometimes. So, but what I do know is that the divine is totally on my side, and that whatever is going on is for my soul contract. So one thing I might request or ask for higher intentions is clarity. Clarity, why is this happening?
I like that.
What's going on here? You know, give me some, throw me a bone here as I wallow in my pity here. Carry on.
I would like to say something about the soul contract, because even though I think we know very little, right? But I do resonate with the idea that we have certain things that we agreed on before we created them, or we came here in the human existence. However, I also have sometimes the idea or the thought that we can transcend our soul contracts. Because if really, in reality, there's no time and space, nothing real can be threatened. If we can really elevate our consciousness to the point where we see it without having to go through the experience, we can actually transcend and heal and have like a quantum leap and cancel that contract. I've been resonated with that a lot. Like, really, why do we create all these dramas to go through soul control? What does make sense, right? Unless it's the only way that we see at that time. But I think we're continually evolving. And so...
take it back to prayer.
So the prayer would be, what do I need to transcend that? And it always goes to forgiveness. That prayer, if I would be, let me forgive that I can see this differently. Because even the soul contract can be transcended if I really see, if I'm really shown, this is where I need to forgive, this is where I want to forgive, let go of this. And so the prayer is always to heal the mind, I think.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, with that said,
how do we pray? Let's set that word for the rest of the, and say, use the word prayer.
Okay,
how do we pray?
Yeah, we
how do
can
you like
give
to pray,
our
Mary?
Of praying. Well, the first thing I do is I ground myself, and then I do chakra work. And so I ground myself, and then I align myself with the divine. It's just a ritual I have. It's kind of like the
sign
of the cross. Yep, I immediately do that. I do a lot of breath work, and then I kind of set a vision. And I may ask for angels, you know, the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin. These are some of my go-to. And just help me align with the higher frequencies of bringing the divine here in the realms. Like, I want heaven on earth around here. And I am totally aware with the fact that I am the creator. I am the creator. So now I'm going through this crunchy moment and I'm praying, right? Well, I'm usually very, very aware of the old paradigms and how I just want to pray for yada, yada. But my whole intention is to align and be open. And my new saying, I've always shared with what Marcella said, help me see things differently. But my new one that both these two ladies gave me is, show me the marvelous ways that it can happen. Because I have a box in which, the old me, in which I want things to occur. And I know there's a lot of miracles out there that I can indeed achieve and get what I want if I get out of the way of my purview of how I think it should look. So my whole prayer is about being open. I'm open to receive. And when I'm bestowing that onto another beloved, I'm just sending them as much love and acceptance as I possibly can, and I invite the beloveds on the other side and their guides to do so as well. Because whatever they're going through, I know I've been through some self-righteous human gigs myself. I know. I'm not judging what they're going through, any of it, right? I'm just flooding them with as much energy as I possibly can. Yeah, for whatever. Whatever happens. Maybe it's divine intervention. Maybe they need to go through a little more. I don't know what their story is. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and it's tougher when it's your kid, right? Maybe not. No, not for Marcella.
No, it's true though. I could see.
Yeah.
You've probably been there at one time with Ian, where you would, when he was a young child, or, you know, when you were evolving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until you accept and you know. And
yes.
The way I pray is, I'm with you in the morning. I do love to have like a ritual where I connect, but mm-hmm. I get distracted at my house easily.
Yeah.
So when I truly pray, that's why I love to be in nature. And again, I disconnect. I don't wear headphones. And I just feel like I am one with mm-hmm. God, nature. And that's when I, pray, that's when I have my conversation, that's when I receive my downloads or whatever I need to. But if I'm really, that's my preferred method of prayer.
Right. And if I were calling you, pleading for you to help me, pray for me, pray that this car wasn't totaled, or pray for Yadi, you know, look at that. I wish you could see that expression.
I'm amazed because I don't like, I don't buy into that. And I.
Mm-hmm. So how would you pray for me?
I would say that exact same thing. I would pray that you would know everything's going to be okay, that you find peace, and that everything's going to be of the higher good. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the prayer is for you to have peace with whatever's happening. Mm-hmm. And
or if you're miscreating, that you
be, oh, that's
that you
a big...
be, you know, heal your mind so that you're miscreating something. You obviously you don't want that car, you know, whatever, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the fear of, to be mm-hmm.
because
know,
I am with you when somebody asks for prayer, when I sometimes think they're creating the situation they're in.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
how do you answer that?
The healing has to come from where the cause is.
Right.
To mm-hmm. where the cause is, not the effect.
Right.
Yeah. And Course in Miracles is very clear on that. You know, whenever you ask, even it even says, whenever you ask or pray that you be released from fear, mm-hmm. it says the Christ can't do that. The Holy Spirit can't do that. Because they're violating, the fear comes from your decision to align with the thought system of the ego. And so if you have made that choice, they can't violate your free will. The prayer needs to be, let me choose again. And then you can be helped when you desire, you're asking to be able to be guided to choose again. Then you choose the thought system of reality of the extension of love. Then you can be released from fear. It's just going to happen automatically. So asking someone, whether somebody's asking us or we're asking, to manipulate the effect is absolutely impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't do that, right? So it's always in the mind.
And some people use the word like lightheartedly, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to meet, pray that it all, you know, pray that this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that's just send me good energy, send
right.
me good vibes,
yeah.
you know,
right.
when
yeah.
it's there's not a fear. So
yeah,
that word is used mm-hmm. a lot, the word prayer.
It is.
I'm really curious, Marcella, to see how you pray, because I feel like you are so connected. I don't.
Well, I have a meditation in the morning, and I do call on the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Just when I have a question or have something that I am not well aligned with, I do ask for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Holy Spirit, angels, archangels, spirit guides, team of light. I do also ask guides, beings that are mm-hmm. trying to help me also transcend. But usually it's, I ask to the, throughout the day I say this a lot. I say, universe, if the universe wants, this will be like this. And it's a powerful prayer. I don't know
Ooh,
what it is. But
when
I say universe, I say in Spanish, but if you want, and if the universe, meaning if it's in divine order, right, this will be like this. And oftentimes it is like that. And something happens and I know exactly where it's coming from. So I'm not getting fixed in being a certain way, but, and that's again a teaching, an ancient teaching from Jesus. I remember reading in the Bible, like, Father, if you want, if it's your will, may this be like this.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty much saying, hey, if this is in divine order, in the best, if it's really for good, let it happen, right? Otherwise, you're not fixed with that. You know that whatever happens is going to be for the best.
Right.
So, and I also like I don't like to call it the Lord's Prayer, and I actually don't use it that often, except sometimes when I just feel called. But I think we should maybe talk a little bit about the Jesus Prayer, you know, like, Our Father who art in heaven, like, instantly raises your vibe to the realm of
it really know? Does have yeah. like an energy yeah. to it.
Hallowed be thy name, like the name of Father. When I say the word Father, it's like I am completely aligned with my source. I feel like, you know, I'm calling to my source. Thy kingdom come. Like, we want to be on that vibe, right? We don't mm-hmm. want to be in the dense, you know, mm-hmm. worldly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy
will be done.
Thy will be done, of course, always, right? The will of the divine is always the perfect will. So, mm-hmm.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Which, heavens.
That's a big one because yes. What is so above? So, like,
yeah. bringing really. Reality and like, the reality we have created, we want it to be like that. Let us today give us today our daily bread.
So provide,
nourish,
for, yes,
yeah,
nourish, provide. All of our needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to.
Let us. I've played a little different when it comes to forgiveness. Let us forgive. I'm trying to translate it because I say right. in Spanish. Let us forgive our trespasses, like forgive ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. As we forgive those who trespass, because when you offer forgiveness, you feel it. You know, you mm-hmm. don't believe in guilt, assigned guilt. You're not gonna assign guilt to yourself. What else? Let us not wander into temptation. Big one, right? Let us not get mm-hmm. and deliver us from ego. I say ego instead of evil, but you know. And I think it's a very pretty, powerful. Prayer.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think we pray all the time. All the time we're requesting. Like every time we're setting our intention for something, we are telling the universe, this is what I want, right? Now, how? I don't know that I like to go in the house anymore. I don't think that I like to tell the universe how something's going to happen. Just what do you want, right? What's the ultimate purpose? And that's I think that's a powerful prayer. And it's easier to align. They say the prayer, the way to manifest is easier when you are actually feeling the emotion as if you already have received that you want. So when you go into the specifics, there's a lot of resistance because we really don't know, right? But when you don't go into the specifics and you just focus on what you want to feel, what you want to, usually it's an emotion that you want from, you know, the bottom line. It is easier to really, it's usually easier, you know, not to have resistance, so.
You're right. I didn't even think about that part of it. Resistance is a major part of it. And usually when I say pray for me, I'm in resistance, right?
True. Yeah.
One thing I remember to this day, somebody posted, please pray for so-and-so who's very sick. And the prayer right. was, we see him in perfect health. We see him. It was a friend's dad, mutual friend's mm-hmm. dad. We see him, healthy and vibrant mm-hmm. and whatever, right? And yes, that's how you, but if you don't know the person and if you don't know where their path, I don't know that just you can ask a community to pray like that. We should all see each other like that, yes, but sometimes it's probably time for this person to move on. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, then do people feel that their prayers were not answered because it didn't go and the outcome wasn't what they personally wanted it to be? Like you said, that their loved one is healthy and vibrant. And
if you really don't believe, if you see the person is literally dying and you don't have, I know that if we really believed, we would be able to do anything. But we got to be honest that oftentimes it's just in our minds, it's impossible almost. It's very difficult to really hold a picture of something that can happen when it's just too much resistance. If you force yourself, if you tell your mind, I see you like this, but you are actually not believing that, you're actually doing the opposite because your subconscious mind is screaming, saying, no. You are actually...
You don't believe this, really.
Yes, the belief that, no, you're dying or you're really sick or... this situation is pathetic, whatever it is, right? So I don't know to what point, unless we're really, really confident that we believe that this is the outcome. I think always a step back and praying for a healed mind, and so that person can, or that mind can make the right choice, is maybe more in alignment.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Again, for the greater good.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. we really don't know. And A Course in Miracles also says you never ask for things in your best interest or something like that. Not exactly you never ask
right.
for things, but you don't know what your best interest mm-hmm. is. So always right. surrendering that to our higher consciousness, you know, that part of our minds that really knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if we were really healed in our healed mind, we'll not be creating anything that we are not going to enjoy and love.
Right.
Right.
Bottom line. Like Mary says, period, case closed. What else?
End of story.
End of story.
Right.
Well, so, dear listeners, we pray for you to have an
we're going to close.
Well, I'm going to say, I hope I haven't offended anybody who actually prayer can be very sacred and very, very awesome and magic for people who pray, like they bow their heads and they connect with their source. So I didn't mean to say that's not
a right or wrong
right,
way to pray.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that this transition, it's tough, because how do you ask for it now? How do you ask for prayer? And I always go back to my experience that I had with my husband when he had a heart attack and now he's in a coma. And, you know, what do I pray for? What I knew was that I was in fear. And that was energetically the last place I wanted to be. But I also knew that the human in me had every right to feel what she was feeling at that time. So I asked for my beloved community, who prayed the way I prayed. The only way I want this man back is if he wants to be back. Please keep sending that energy out. Please keep aligning and help me align with that energy, because I wasn't there. I didn't give a rat's ass. I wanted him back, right? And so I handed that over to my friends, to the people that I trusted, to hold me up, to raise me up and see me. Not necessarily as him, you know, climbing mountains and jogging or what, but just seeing us, you know, for the greater good, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And that's how it was.
That's a perfect example mm-hmm. of if you are going to request mm-hmm. someone to pray for you.
And it is not easy. It's not easy. But I just knew in my knowing this is how I wanted to show up during this period of time. So, yeah.
Great example, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, well, girls, are we complete?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, dear listener, we would be really happy to hear any kind of feedback of your experiences about prayer. And thank you for joining us into
Journey into the Vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex. Thank you.